Artist and writer James Downey is trying to make a mark on the moon. This fall, Mr. Downey is asking millions of people to train handheld laser pointers on a dark portion of the moon in its first quarter phase. Everybody has to point and shoot at the same spot simultaneously for a total of 5 minutes. Mr. Downey is hoping the idea will rise above what some might consider lunacy. James Downey joins us from the studios of member station KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. Mr. Downey, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
And when are we supposed to point?
We've got this scheduled for the first attempt. It's on Saturday, October 27th. Depending on what time zone you're in, it's 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock in Central, and so on. And it'll be lasting for 5 minutes.
Will this work?
Will it work? You know, it's funny. I've heard from so many scientists who say that it won't work.
Yeah.
And at some technical level, there's certainly a lot of hurdles to overcome. There's very little doubt of that. It's a long shot at best. But more importantly, I think, it is already working. So many people that I've heard from are looking up the moon in a different way, and they're really captivated by this idea that they can somehow reach out and touch the moon.
Yeah. I should explain for people who are trying to follow the science that there are a number of scientists who say that, and in fact our own David Kestenbaum in our science unit here, that the Earth's atmosphere will diffuse the laser light so that they'll have a negligible effect on the surface of the moon.
This is much more about dreams than it is about photons. The idea has really inspired an awful lot of people. And the number of people who write me, send me emails, who say that it won't work, but somehow that's beside the point, is really quite impressive. I've even heard that from a fair number of astronomers.
I understand, Mr. Downey, that you've been writing a novel and this idea came to you that way?
That's right, yeah. It's the novel's set about 50 years in the future, and I have two of the characters discussing some of the things that happened back at the turn of the millennium. And this is one of the ideas that had occurred to me about that. So they're discussing that. The thought then occurred to me that, you know, should this book ever be published, it would be a wonderful thing if somebody actually read that and tried to organize just such an event.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about it some more and said, hey, you know, why not? I can do this.
What would it look like if it works out?
Well, the best I think we can hope for would be a red smudge, perhaps a little bit of a red tint to the moon.
Have you gotten some scientific consultation? Is there any chance that all those laser pointers trained up at the moon would trip something aboard a satellite that would, destroy Youngstown or something?
Well, let's hope that's not the case. I haven't heard anything to that effect. Most of the scientists are simply doing the calculations. And it's funny because it's part of the educational component of my project. Most of the scientists are doing the calculations and say that with the handheld lasers alone, there's no chance that this will work. But I also hear from a lot of them who come back and say, but you know, I've got this old helium neon laser out in the garage that needs a new power source. And, I get that hooked up and I shine it through a telescope that changes the optical characteristics some, and that might, you know, and they go on like that. It's just a wonderful thing.
Mm. I must say, Mr. Downey, the thing that I find beguiling is the idea that maybe, if perchance it should work out, you could, as you say, touch the moon. There's also something nice about the fact that after 5 minutes it's over. You're not leaving a permanent imprint. I would feel bad about that.
I would feel bad about that also. And I think that that's the biggest difference between this project and some of the other environmental art that has taken place in the past. You know, we're not wrapping an island in cloth. We're not going to be leaving any residue anyplace. It's just a thought that's reaching out there to touch the moon for 5 minutes.
Mr. Downey, thank you very much. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Scott.
And speaking with us from the studios of station KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, artist James Downey. This fall, Mr. Downey hopes to make a dot on the moon with laser lights from all over the world. His web address is paintthemoon, that's all one word, .org.